Okay, Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches Hilchos Etzah Sames Val Vayase V'Tzidu Kadin. We are up to Sif. Hey, Dalid?
Dollar.
Yeah, Dalid,
Dollar,
Dalid,
dollar.
Dalid. Yeah. Okay, B'chol HaMesim, with all Mesim, HaMemar Lo Hetziyah L'Menucha Sarez HaMashua. The faster you can get the person buried, the better. But for a parent, that you have a requirement to say Hespedim. And to a kainin is also a type of hesped. Somebody who goes quickly to bury them, that's actually a negative. And then can hoy erev Shabbos, unless it was erev Shabbos, or erev Yom Tov, or erev Yom Tov, or if it's outside, the mita's outside and it's raining. Hey, im yesh beis mesim, if there's two dead people to bury them, the one who died, it goes in death order. The one who died first goes out first. Then the second one. And after they bury the first one, they don't do a shura. And they don't say birchas aveilim. You don't want to push off the burial of the second one. If they want to leave over the first one because of the covenant, meaning let's say it's chashuv, then you don't hold off the second one. You bury him right away. Meaning, even though you're supposed to bury whoever died first goes first, but if you're gonna leave over the first body because you want to wait for people to get to Levaya, that doesn't mean that you should hold off from burying the second body. Bury the second body, and then you'll go back to the first body. If one is a Talmud Chacham and one is an Amoretz, Mesin is a Talmud Chacham Tchila, Talmud Chacham goes first. Afilu im ha'am ha'oretz meis tchila. That's even if the Amoretz dies first. Ish v'isha, a man and a woman, Mesin is a isha tchila. We go with the woman first. Afilu im ish meis tchila. Even if the man died first, the siva tama shamirim to cover sham that Miriam died there. It's very interesting din. So what? So Miriam died there and Samach Lemisa Kfura. So close to her death, they buried her. So therefore what? So therefore every woman goes first. Okay? Sayin kol ha'mayri demayis ala adam kasher shemeis. Anybody who cries on an adam kasher who dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seifron ha'manicha beis kenazam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the tears and puts them into his storage house. V'yesh b'zeh tikun lava and keri, and that is to fix a seminal emission, and that's to save children from Misa. Somebody who sees a mace and he doesn't participate in the Levaya, we discuss this a lot, right? And you're mocking somebody who's poor, and you deserve cheirim. But at the minimum, you should at least be melavah dalet amas. And in a place where he doesn't have to accompany, which we're going to say in the next sif, you at least have to stand up for the mace. This is an interesting thing. And you're not standing up because of the mace. You're standing up for those that are busy with it because they're oisim b'mitzvah. You stand up for somebody doing a mitzvah. Din b'chol dvar mitzvah. And that's the same thing with any dvar mitzvah. Adam Isaac, by any mitzvah that somebody's Isaac, tzrichan lamid b'fanav, you have to stand in front of him. And that's what we know it from. That the people bringing bikurim, the workers used to stand up for them. And this means a mitzvah that's not on a constant basis, right? Because otherwise you have to stand up for every guy that walks into shul, right? But people collecting tzedakah. People collecting tzedakah, you have to stand up for chasen and kala. That's another issue, right? But yeah, so when you stand up for it's not standing up for the mace, it's standing up for the people bringing in the mace. Test bezanazeh mistama kol ishi saw laman mikru mishnah bezmanazeh the every man is considered like he learned psukim and mishnayos and chenik shemes mevatan afilu talmud torah kedei lelavas esay. And that's why when he dies, we're mevatal talmud torah to be melave. Ach, the isha aitina iknoyeg in lahakol, but a woman And a child, the minig is to be mekel shelo levatal talmud Torah b'shvil alavaya. The minig is not to be mevatal Torah. The tinoikos shebisraban la'olam mevatal klal. But children, you don't, you never mevatal afilu b'ni beis hamikdash ein mevatanos, and even for b'ni beis hamikdash, we're not mevatal. All right, so that's what we said. If you see a levaya or even a chasana, and you're learning Torah, you have to stop learning in order to see what's going on there, not see whatever to participate. You have to be very careful that the women should not be seen together with the men. When you go to the cemetery, when you come back, because it's dangerous. Those that are carrying the mita, the mace, should not wear shoes on their feet. Because the not shoes, I'm sorry, sandals, because they don't have a heel, and they can fall off easily, me'ala regel, from the feet, and that will delay the levaya. But shoes, there's no kveda, because shoes usually stay on. When they get to within around 60 amas, 30 amas, which is around 60 feet. From the caver, Yamdu imoy kol dalat amas. He should stand there. They should stop every 4 amas. Because they should Yamdu zayin pa'amim keneged zayin mamodos. You should stop 7 times, which is keneged the 7 mamodos. Shem keneged 7 zayin havolim shabekahelis. These are the 7 times it says hevel havolim, akol hevel, etc. The zayin midoyri gehenim, and the 7 levels of gehenim. The zayin dinam acholim as alames. And the 7 dinim that go on to a mace. But on the day of no tachnun, you don't have to. Because on the day of tachnun, when there's no tachnun, the din is not so difficult. You should stay there a little bit. That is a little bit of a kapara for the mace. And you come to the mace akvaras. If you haven't gone to a Beis HaKvaros for 30 days, then you have to make a bracha. Asher yotzer eschem badin. V'achar kach oimrim ata gibor ad l'achios mesin. Yedalet. Achar kach oimrim tzidik adin. Meaning after you get to the cemetery, you say tzidik adin. Hatzur, I mean, whatever, close to the burial. Hatzur tomim po'aloi. The tzur, everything is perfect. Hashem's work. Echem in avelim maschil. So one of the avelim is the one who starts, meaning he's the chazan, the main shom oval, hamufla sher shom maschil. If there's no oval, then the most chashav one there starts. But yomim she'ein oimer behem tachnon, and the days they don't say tachnon, ein oimer behem tzidik adin, then you don't say tzidik adin. Achein ein oimer be'erev Shabbos lachar chatzos hayom, you don't say tzidik adin after chatzos, on Friday, v'chein be'erev yom tiv, nanan erev yom tiv, al be'erev Rosh Hashanah, be'erev Chanukah, be'erev Purim, oimerim gam lachar chatzos hayom. There you do say it after chatzos. Because it's not such a, they're not such fully holy days. Did I say Rosh Hashanah? I said Rosh Chodesh. I meant Rosh Chodesh. Al Tamar Chochem, I'm gam b'lag b'omer. For Tamar Chochem, you say it on lag b'omer. U'yom shalachar Rosh Chodesh Sivan at Shavuos, and the days from after Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Shavuos, and Tes B'av, and Tisha B'av, u'erev Rosh Hashanah, koydem chatzos hayoyim. For on a Talmud Chacham in those situations, then you would say it. Okay. That's what you said, till you dial it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, through you dial it, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What you do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over there. Tomorrow night, I'm not sure. It's definitely not going to be 8:30. So, maybe not, actually. Maybe it will be 8:30. Okay, I guess I'll let the Olam know.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Basura's Tavis. Yeah.